Rashi Gimel Amud Aleph. Dir Maskel Miksas, which is about six, seven lines up in the narrow lines. Ovi Hakara Miksas Ovi Hakara B'Sechov Miksas Lamala. Part of the car was in the below 20 amos. Part of it was above 20 amos. V'chein Ovi Schachah Shal Sukkah. Similarly, the same thing happened in the case of Schach. So you more says you're telling me you say this idea called kolosh. Ryan Kilo Nitzel Oise Ha Oibi Ha Yotzei Lamala. Say hey Karadako. We look at it as if the upper part is not there, and therefore it's a thinner car. The more says, but the problem is that it's Nitalis Beruach. Shia Ruach Hachamim Chazal Gebeshir. Bria Kadele Kabel Ariach. It's strong enough to be able to hold a brick, a half brick. Vilav hochi shadali zika, and if not, the wind blows it away. So Rashi is explaining that the reason why Chazal required it has to be strong enough to be able to hold this half brick is because otherwise the wind could blow it away. Therefore, it's not considered that there's a significant item there if the wind can blow it away. So even before the wind blows it away, it's not considered a valid kara. Rashi Lauran actually says a different reason why Chazal required it. The Achronim did with the steer in Rashi. The word says it's by the case of the sukkah is one person, lo mitker. And so, what are we worried about? Zim the mishtakol mixes obey haskach anichlus hazeichov. Sometimes what happens is that the bottom part maybe will be pushed up or fall out, and he won't notice that, hey, that we're only left with the schach, which is too high. Whereas in the case of the movi, which is used by multiple people, is mitkri adoni, they'll remind each other. Shim tirake, ptachtoyen, shalkerdo. If the bottom part rots out, v'tamet kula, l'malami esrim amo. And then it turns out that the whole remaining curve is above 20 and it's too high. Mesaktile, they'll fix it. Elamai, Masharta Besukha Mishum Dal Kurha Hashtra Tselsa Murubu Mikab. So right now, the mice of the reality is that the Tselsa Murubu. The Royan Hu the Kerminan, Losha Kilna Minom Midu. We don't actually take it away. So we look at the reality, excuse me, on the ground, and the tells is maruba. But we ignore the part above 20. We say, but there's a part below 20, that's good enough. So Hachanami is the same thing, say the same surah. Cheshev oisa keshvodin kevedin. Deal with the curve like it's a strong, heavy metal. Yanami klishi, even if you would take off the upper layer, the wind would not blow it away. The same thing over here. The reality is the weight of the beam was enough that it would stay put. That's the word's kasha, what the difference is. So then where might have you, the bottom line? In two ways. So what's the bottom line? What's the final decision? So at the end of the day, we have two versions. Each one, Rabbi said, one was kosher, one was posel. The maskana, we're going to take the psul of both. We're going to be machmer in both of them and say it's not kosher. That's Rabbi Bar Ula. Rabbi Omar Zebezah kosher, that Zebezah is kosher. Because chalal sukkah, chalal mavi tanan. We say a sukkah is the mala. We say that the sukkah is above 20 amas. Doesn't mean the schach is. It means that the airspace of the sukkah, if it extends exactly to 20 amas, and the kara is above that, is kosher. The problem is that the airspace went above 20, which means that the kara first starts above 20 amas, then it's possible. So this scenario where the kara started within 20, for sure it's good. Okay, so the according to Rava, if you have a gap under the Mavi, from the ground up to the Kura is 20 amos exactly, and then you put the Kura on top, that's kosher. Amalei Rav Papa the Rava, Rav Papa is the Talmud of Rava, so Rav Papa says to his Rebbe, Rava, the Tanya, the Messiah, look, I'm aware of a Brisa which would support, which would prove you. He says, Mavi Shu Gevoya Me'esim Amo. Yesim Pischa Shal Ulam is Yemayit. Our comparison is to the comparison to the Hechel. Now, the Hechel Gufa Chalolo Esimam, the Hechel, if you're looking at the scenario which we're learning from, we're comparing it to, the Hechel was actually the opening was 20 amas tall, and then the cross beam above the opening, the lintel was above 20, but it was immediately above 20. So you see that you can have an opening of 20 and put the beam across on top, and that's fine. Okay, so that's his raya.
Above the beam, was there anything?
In
above the cross beam?
Were you talking about in the Hechel, or you talking about over here in the Mavi?
In the Mavi.
No. It was an open. It was the three. The walls of the Mavi were three sided. So the Mavi and the fourth side was totally open. So you just put a cross beam. There's nothing there above it. All you do is putting a beam across.
Is there any purpose of it? That beam?
To be mounted to the Mavi.
What? To make it a Mavi.
To make it a Mavi that you're allowed to carry in. Right.
And that, do you need them every so often? Let's say it's a long.
No, just at the end. Just the end of the Mavi going to the Rishon Sarabim. Its purpose is to set off the end of the Mavi, so people will look up and say, "Oh, this is different than the Rishon Sarabim. It has this beam here," which is the whole purpose is to be the closure of the Mavi. Okay. Esve Rav Simi Bar Ravashi the Rapapa. So it says over here, Ketzad Hoya Oisa. This is Bryce, which says over here, make the Kara. Menich Kara Miswas Esim Ulamata. You should place the Kara from the edge of 20 Amos and lower. So it says, Ulamata means it has to be put a little bit lower. So Morris says, Ema, so you had it's. I wasn't sure why the Mora held the kasha was a kasha to Rav Papa when it's really Rabba who said the halacha. Rav Papa just said there's a brisa which supports him. Could be that the reality he had the conversation with Rav Papa, but the kasha is really on Rava. So Rav Papa said back, Ema Ulamala. You put it for the height of 20 amas right above that. So the more said back, Baholamata Ktani. The more answer to Kamashal and the Lamata Kilamala, Malamala Chalola Esim, Aflamata Chalola Esim. That when the Chaman gave the same way when they gave the shear of 10 Tvachim, the. It's sorrow, thank you. When we gave the shear of the 10 Tvachim, means you have to have an opening of 10 Tvachim. We said that the Kara, which is below Asura, is not kosher. It means it has to be right above Asura to be kosher. So it uses the word Lamata to refer to down below. We have an issue, the same type of an issue. We don't want the Kara partially in the Yud. We want it right above the Yud. So we're also, it's right above the 20. So Grashi Chalal Sukkot Sanan. Asim Amish Huskuru Ben Bimabi Ben Basuka Achalola Kaimi, referring to the airspace is 20, and you put the car above 20. So the Brisa seems to indicate it's in the 20 amas. So no, how come Mashal the Shir Shanosa Chachamim Lamatim Yutvachim Achalal Koi? The same way over here there's a locha of Chalal of 20. Over there there's a Chalal of 10 Tvachim. Because Shir Sham Bechaf Lamala. This is how the Brisa reads. You put it from the edge of 20 and right above that. And similarly, if you're making something down below, in Baal Asoy say Namuch, Menicha Misvas Asara Tvachim Ulamala. You put it above the 10 Tvachim. Because if the opening is less than 10 Tvachim high, it's not a valid Mavit. Okay. Amr Abaya, Mishmei de Rav Nachman. So we've been talking about until now. We always talk about an amma. That an amma is comprised of six tefachim. The six tefachim in an amma. There are regards to certain issues that the height that an amma is five tefachim long. I want to know, when we talk about the amma of the sukkah and the amma of the mavi, referring to a amma which is five tochim long or an amma which is six tochim long. We'll see that it actually is a third definition of the length of an amma, which is even longer than the six tochim, and an etzba.
What does that put us up to, close to like a yard maybe?
No. It's in general, we calculate an amma is somewhere between somewhere between 1 foot to 2 feet, or 1.5 feet to 2 feet. Generally, we see it's between 1.5 feet, 18 to 24 inches is your range.
Tefach is about 4 inches, maybe?
Well, if you're figuring a tefach is 4 inches, so then you're assuming that an amma, which is six tefachim, is going to be 24 inches. Right? That's 2 feet. That's the longest version of an amma. So if I said
quite high, 20 times, that's pretty high.
40 feet.
Yeah.
Amr Baya, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Amas Sukkah, Amas Mavi, Amas Bas Chamisha. When we talk about the in our Mishnah that says the 20 amas tall, it's referring to amma which is 5 tochim. Long, so it's 100 tefachim, 20 times 5. Amas klayim, it says, Mishnah uses the word amma in regards to the lochas of klayim, that there has to be a space between the vineyard and where a person is planting, let's say, grains or vegetables. So the amma bas shisha, over there it's referring to an amma which is 6 tefachim long. Mora says, okay, Amas Mavi Ba'ama Baskamisha, Lamai Hilchasa. When you say that the Mavi is calculated with an Amma which is 5 tochim long, in regards to what do you have that in mind? Which, I mean, since the Amma can be understood in both ways, basically we're going to be Machmer. So fine. You tell me the Govhoi, the height of 20, so. If it's the height of the mavi is 105 tefachim, and I put a kur on top. So if an amma is 5 tefachim long, it's too high. If it's 6 tefachim long, it's still kosher. So we're machmer. We say, you know what? I'm sorry. We have to machmer. We have to assume that the amma is 5 tefachim. So that's a chumra. Pirtus mavi. We say that there's an opening, the breakthrough in the mavi. That it's 10 amas open, it's considered a pirtza. So if it, which means if I have an opening which is 50 tefachim wide, or 51 tefachim wide, seven amas, five tefachim long, that's 10 amas plus another tefach. If an am is six tefachim long, so 60 tefachim is 10 amas. This is only 51, so it's kosher. But no, we're machim, we say it's a pirtza. So when you said that an amma, regards to a mavoi, is calculated as far as tefachim, I see these two cases that make sense. They're being machim, understand. But the ha'ika meshach mavoi barba amas, tilakula, is that the length of the mavoi has to be at least 4 amas long. So that you calculate that as 20 tefachim. 5 tefachim in an amma, 4 ammas is 5 times 4 is 20. Or do I calculate it as 24? Because each amma is 6 tefachim long, 4 times 6 is 24. So you're saying, well, you calculate it with an amma. You're telling me the rule is, anytime you use the phrase amma in regards to mavi, it means 5 tefachim. So now you're being makel and saying this, that this mavi is 20 tefachim long, and it's a kosher mavi. When you can now be use the heterim of a mavi to be matter it. So that's a kula. So Morris says that Renachud holds commandomer barba tefachim, that the length of a mavi to be considered a kosher mavi is actually 4 tefachim, not even 4 amas. So therefore, it's not a chumra or a kula. That's a different calculation, nothing to do with an amma. That's one teretz. Iboy is same as second teretz. Is barba amas really? He holds like the Manumra holds that a mavi is 4 amas long. But when he said that the amma by a mavi is calculated at 5 tefachim, that was veroiv amas kamar. Most of the usages of the halacha, the measure of an amma by a mavi, are calculated as 5 amas l'chumra. Ben Echanami, when it comes to the length of the mavi, we calculate it as 5 tefachim l'chumra. But we talk about the length of the mavi, we calculate an amma as 6 tefachim, because that's the chumra, and you need 24 tefachim before it's a kosher mavi. Okay. So the Gemara Amas Sukkah b'Amas Baschamisha. So again, your thought process is we're going to calculate an Amas 5 Tefachim, and that's going to be the Chumra. It means have an area where a scenario where if you calculate an Amas 6 Tefachim, it's still kosher. Calculate as 5 Tefachim, it's not. We'll be Machmer. So. So amas sukkah b'amas baschamisha l'mayhochasa l'gavhoi, it can't be more than 20 amas tall. So if it's already 100 tefachim, more than 100 tefachim, we say it's possible. Even though if you calculate an amas 6 tefachim, it's still kosher. U'defenakuma, and there's a halacha called defenakuma, which means if the wall, the place where the kosher schach is placed, is not immediately adjacent to the wall. There is stach posel in between. So the loch Moshe Messina, we look at that stach posel as if it's part of the wall. We say therefore the stach kosher is adjacent to the wall.
Is it part of the wall going up?
It's horizontal.
It's now horizontal.
Here's the wall. Here's some stach posel. And here's stach kosher. So you say, well, the stach kosher is not adjacent to the wall. We say, no, this halacha says this is all part of the wall, so the schach kosher is adjacent to the wall. Right? But the Mishnah says that can extend up to 4 amas.
We're calling it a wall.
It's a fictitious extension of the wall.
Right,
we're calling it a wall.
So the shear for that is 4 amas, and again, once it's more than 20 tefachim wide, we're going to say, I'm sorry, it's too far. because it's ready for Amos. Well, if you calculate an Amos 6 Tvachim, it's fine. It's only 22 Tvachim, so it's still kosher. No, we have to be machmer and calculate an Amos 5 Tvachim, and therefore it's going to be possible. So that's good. That's the kula. But that's the chumra. But the Vaika Meshach Sukkah Barba Amos, the kula. But the length of the Sukkah is 4 Amos. And if you're going to calculate it based on that's a minimum size, it has to be at least that size. If you calculate it as an amma of 5 tvachim, you're being makel and saying, well, this sukkah is 22 tvachim long, and it's more than 5, it's more than 4 ammas. Well, it depends. If you learn an amma of 6 tvachim, it's not 4 ammas yet. The Tanya, Rabbi Amr ani kol sukkah she'en bo dalad ammas al dalad ammas sula, that the minimum shear of a sukkah is 4 ammas, length and width. So more answers back that Ben Rachman's only kirabonon damri afilu enam asekas el rosh shavurba v'shachanoi. It only doesn't have to hold dalad amos. It's enough to hold rosh shavurba and shachanoi, which we assume is 7 tvachim. So he could hold like, therefore there's the shear over there wasn't an amos. He boy same as second teretz loyalam Rebbe. He could all like Rebbe. The shear is 4 amos and echanami, and we calculate the 4 amos of the minimum shear of a sukkah in the larger amos of 6 tvachim each, and it has to be 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim before it's going to be kosher. Ah, you told me the amos of sukkah has to be at least 24 tvachim in order to be kosher, right? You told me that Amos by the sukkah you're calculating is 5 tefachim, and I'm telling you that you calculated is 6. V'roiv Amos komar, the majority of the Amos which are said in conjunction with sukkah are calculated at 5 tefachim. Be'erichanami, there are some Amos which are in conjunction with sukkah which are calculated as 6 tefachim. Okay. And more gives an example, but now more it goes to the case of Klayim, which we're saying, okay, that we're discussing a gap. We say that the gap is X amount of Amos. We'll calculate with a larger Amos. That's a bigger gap. That's more chomer. You're not allowed to put the two together unless you have a gap of X amount of Amos. 16 Amos. Well, 16 Amos of 6 tvachim each. So as opposed to 16 amos of 5. So is it 96 tvachim or is it 80 tvachim? So we're machmer, we had a bigger gap, it has to be 96 tvachim. Let's see Rashi before we do that. Yeah. Amos mobi v'amasukah. Amos shehuskeru b'mobi v'sukah. This is the first Rashi in the narrow lines. We use the word amos regards to Mabi and Asukah, but Amos Katan is the smaller Amos. Shiuru, they calculated it. Ba'amos Shehuskar B'Kilayim, Ba'amos Kedelus Shiuru, they calculated it by Kilayim with the larger Amos. Government Farish, Haninu, what halachas are you referring to? Renachim, the Kumra Hacha Katanas, Hacha Kedelus, Shomer, Hacha Chumra, Hacha Chumra. The reason why he's calculating them differently is because that's where the Chumra is. Dilo the Chumra. If we're not for the reason, if the motivation wasn't the idea of being machmer, hechi motzi omer hani gedolus, hani katanus, halotan behushura. Chazal never gave a shir anywhere, so what gave Rav Nachman a right to come along and say that this is how you're supposed to calculate it? There's no such masaru. That's Rav Nachman saying, listen, this is an issue of chumra over here, will be machmer. Okay, that makes sense. My hilchos.
So I mean, the Irvin. It's the Rabbanan. So, I mean, if the whole thing here is really is a suffix, not that we have Masora, but it's a suffix.
So I'm not sure if he's learning it's a din of a regular bona fide suffix. You're saying when Chazal gave you a number, I have to assume if they didn't give you any other explanation, they meant the larger one, smaller one, whatever it is, had they meant the more cooler one, they should have told you. You say, "Oh, it's an amma." You know, well, which one do you mean? So, if I would assume you mean the one which is more chomer, unless otherwise specified. So I don't think he's using it as like a suffix in the sense of it wouldn't be logical for Chazal to leave it hanging.
Why have two different types of Allah? Why not just describe one in terms of the other? So an Allah and one in one-fifth Allah.
We will touch on that a little bit in the Psukim in Yecheskel. And on Dalam and Aleph. Why there are two Amas, the two reality of two Amas exist, I don't know. The Mai Hilchos and Masharin Elu Shemabi Bektanis to Heavy Chumra, what regards to what are you referring to, that the smaller Amma entering the Chumra, the Gavhoi. Hanach Eshim Shehuskur Ali Possel, but Gavhoi, if it's 20 Amas tall, it's possible. If you make it higher than the 20 smaller amas, there's possible already. Pirtzis Mavi, the Kaimelon by Pirka. Pirtzis Mavi is Biyud, it's 10 Tvachim. It's just going to be 10 amas wide. Yud amas, possible. Come on, Ram Nachm, the Besser amas, Katanas Mifsal. Once you have 10 of the smaller amas, you're in trouble. The length of the movie has to be at least 4 amas. If it's not 4 amas, if it's less than 4 amas long, the commandment period. Rabbi says it's not kosher, it's not a movie, and you can't use the heter of movie. So if the height of the movie at the end, where it's going out, was not tall enough. It was less than 10 tefachim high. So, and I want to make it, I want to dig out the ground and make it deeper, thereby getting the correct height. So, how far back into the mubi do you have to dig out? So, you have to dig out 4 tefachim in the moving back in the mavi, by Yomer Dalad Amos, the mesh of mavi being in Dalad Amos has to be 4 Amos long. Vahani Amos asked the Milsa Rav Nachman Lakula, the mash of Lebe Dalad Amos Ketanis. You're saying once you have 4 Amos of the smaller ones, you're okay. That's a kula. So my answer is. Too short. The curry has to be a tefach wide. That's it. So you could have thought, I have to dig out right beneath it one tefach and say, so by the opening, it's deep enough and high enough and you're good. That's more says that's not true. It has to be, it's being matra mavi. So as far as it's concerned, the height is, this curry says the mavi, yeah, this mavi is too short for me. So you have to make a mavi behind it. So how far back do you have to dig out to say, I have a mavi which this curry can be matra? So Rav Yosef says, dig back 4 tefachim. Abai says, dig back 4 amas. That's called a mavi. So now I have a mavi, which is wide enough. It's 4 amas long, and it's 10 tefachim. And this curve is 10 tefachim higher than that mavi. But if the mavi is only 9 amas off the ground, that's not, the curve can't be matra such a mavi. Correct.
If the mavo is not long enough, what is it?
It's a we'll down it as a chutzer, but there's no head of mavo in a kar on a chutzer.
Right. But it'll have.
Or it's nothing because it doesn't have. If the case was, especially that means the walls weren't 10 tefachim high. But that the case was means the ground. It was. It means the walls were only 9 tefachim off the ground. You put the kar on top. That's usually where you put the kar. So. I mean, you didn't have walls which are high enough. So it's not a rate. It's for sure in trouble. Let's finish up this Rashi. Come on. Another mention of Mavi Barba Tawakim Sirle, the Rav Nachman. Well, Husker Amos Bashir Moshkai, there's never a din of Amos regards to the length because it was only four tzvachim. Put the Abaye of Yosef. So even though Abaye is quoting Rav Nachman, when Abaye holds it's four Amos long, Rav Nachman himself held the Gemara saying like Rav Yosef that it's four tzvachim long, and if Rav Nachman's statement is valid, or alternatively, when he said Amos, he meant Rav Amos, and these cross Mavi come Rav Nachman to heavy katanas. Beloya call Amos Mavi come. There are some Amos by Mavi which are taka are six tzvachim. The length is four Amos. Larger amos. In regards to the height, it's calculated with the smaller amos. Okay.